You know, it's always nice to meet fans of the radio show. It's Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, yeah. Or just people who are interested in radio in general. But let me say this. There are a few questions that you should never, ever ask a person who works in radio. Things like, can you get me free tickets and backstage passes to whichever random concert you want to go to? Because, no, we can't. And even if we can, we don't want to do that for you.
Yeah, do it for myself if I could.
Or how early do you wake up every morning? Don't even want to think about that. Yeah. Way too early. Or why aren't you on TV right now instead? Thanks a lot, jerk.
Yeah, I'm trying, okay?
And of course, you should never ask a radio person what's on your mind because you might end up with an entire segment like this one where we go around the room and find out what each member of the morning show has been thinking about lately, and then we just judge each other for it. So let's get into it. What's on your mind? Brooke, you can start.
Well, I'm debating whether or not I should have my almost 2-year-old son wear protective headgear at all time, like a helmet, maybe.
Really?
I'm thinking more than a bike helmet, though, because
why?
I don't know if people were with us, but maybe a couple months ago during this segment, I talked about how he chipped one of his big, beautiful front teeth.
Yeah.
Well, it happened again to the other tooth. Now both teeth are... I mean, and it's even worse.
Oh, no.
Both teeth are just half there. And and people gave me great suggestions. They texted and said, take him to the dentist.
Yeah, you
know?
Yeah.
So I did. And you know what the dentist said?
What?
Yeah, you're just going to have to wait that one out.
Yeah, because they're going to fall out eventually.
Right?
But here's the thing. I didn't lose my first tooth till I was 8 years old. What if he's like me? What if he goes looking like a meth head until he's 8 years old?
What if he never loses that tooth?
Seriously.
He's jammed up there now.
Dude, they look so bad. They
really?
Look so bad. And my husband's like, I don't know, maybe we should cap them. I'm like, we can't
both
cap them. That
teeth?
Is so much pain.
Oh.
But yes, both front teeth. And this time, he just ran into the counter of a Subway at a truck stop. Like, there's not even a good story.
Well, he looked at it and just ran
he
towards
looked
it?
At it, ran straight into it.
Just trying to get some of that sandwich in his face.
He didn't know that there was a lip that was sticking out on the counter that smashed him right in the mouth.
I think you just go with veneers, like adult-sized veneers on a 2-year-old.
Jumpers.
That would be awesome.
That's so cute.
Yeah. I'd be okay with it, actually, if it wasn't painful for him to go through that process.
So, text it at 78592. What should Brooke do about her kid's teeth?
Maybe just put him up for adoption at this point.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he shouldn't have teeth. Maybe you take him away for a little while. He's grounded from teeth for right now.
Kid already has a list. Now it's not going to get any better.
All right, Jose, what's on your mind?
You guys know I order delivery from several apps all the time. Every single night, I order something to eat.
Right.
And I would say 1 out of every 4 or 5, the delivery driver recognizes me and will say, oh, dude, are you Jose from Brooke and Jubal? And I'm like, yeah, thanks for being a fan. And we'll take a picture sometimes or whatever. So I've always thought, man, you know, I'm really getting popular, you know, I'm cool. And and my friends will even, that'll be over. They'll be like, dude, it happened again. I heard it.
Life of a celeb, huh?
I've literally started to be like, dude, why don't you get the door just in case, you know, I'm busy. I don't want to get into this, right?
Yeah.
So this is getting to my head. Until last night, I'm ordering food and I realize that my profile pic on the app is a headshot of all of us from the morning show. It's me.
So you're trying to get recognized by your Postmates
and
Uber.
So I can see the driver's face,
yeah.
And then when I go to my profile to see, because I want to see my rating, and it's us. It's me, you, Jeff, Brooke, like all of us on the show posing.
And in your
and
special.
It says Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Really?
Wow, okay.
On the top.
So that's how they're knowing.
So I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not famous at all.
Also, in your special instructions, for it says you must say, are you Jose from Brooke and Jubal in the morning when you open the door? You have got that in there,
that's
too. That
smart.
Could be doing it as
if
well.
If I have a girl over, I'm using that.
You should. You must freak out about me when you open the door.
Oh, my God, it's really you. This happens all the
time.
Oh, my gosh. Poor me. I can't go anywhere without being recognized.
Are you changing the picture?
No, I haven't changed it yet.
You're not going to.
Yeah, you're not going to change it. We know you're not going to change it. All right, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Well, my mom did the most stereotypical Jewish thing the other day. It was so embarrassing. I visited my parents, and they were taking me to the airport to send me off, going through the TSA line, and I'm walking up to the counter, and my mom yells from 20 feet away, Jeff, Jeff, there's change on the floor. Get it. Grab the change.
Grab the change.
Yeah,
she's like, there's a nickel. There's a nickel. Grab it. And I honestly didn't even think about it. As soon as I heard her say it, I instinctively started bending down to pick up the coins.
Right.
And as I got up, I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
This is the most Jewish stereotypical thing ever. I'm so ashamed.
Do you know what, though?
I'm embarrassed.
As you got up, your mom thought, I did my job right.
Yeah.
I trained him.
Yeah, she's like, we practiced.
He didn't even have to think about that.
Yeah. 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 It was instinct.
It was the most shameful 37 cents that I've ever made in my entire life.
But you took it straight to the bank and put it in your account.
You know
didn't
I
you?
Did.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know I did. Thanks a lot, Mom. Jubal, what's been on your mind lately?
What's on my mind is I am just having problems because I've got too many hair removal products.
What?
And tools.
Really?
I bought a new back hair remover the other day. It's amazing, by the way.
Wow.
You can use
that?
It for other body hair, too.
Do you have that?
Really?
What is a back hair remover for?
It's this razor, but it's got like a real long handle so you can get around to the back.
Shut up.
I was so excited to get it, and it works great. I used it on my back. My back is sleek and smooth now.
Cool.
But then I can't get in the armpits with it, so I have another razor for the crevices of my body.
Wait, you're shaving your armpits, too?
I shave my armpits and my chest and everything. I wish I could be hairless. And I can't do laser hair removal. Because I have tattoos and there's like a thing, like if the skin's too dark, sometimes I can't do laser hair removal.
Yeah,
so I'm out of that and I'm just trying to be hairless. So I got a face razor, a crevice razor, and this back thing. And when I have my weekly hair removal sessions in the shower, it's like an hour and a half, and I'm realizing that my hair, my body hair, is really bad for the environment. My carbon footprint is huge right now. So I'm just trying to figure out if there's one tool for all the hair.
Why do you hate hair so much?
It's just heavy and...
Heavy.
The crevices are the biggest... Is there a good crevice razor out there that I should use? Text in 78592.
I don't...
I need a good tool for removing the hair in my crevasses.
Okay, let's...
Text it in 78592. Also text in 78592 and tell us what's on your mind,
yeah,
since we just shared maybe a little too much. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.